This afternoon will be cloudy with some rain, especially in East Anglia, where it is pouring down at the moment. It'll be rather cool with temperatures reaching only 18 degrees centigrade at 64 degrees Fahrenheit. But tonight will be mainly dry with cloud breaking towards dawn. Right. Anyway, temperatures will fall to 12 degrees centigrade, 54 degrees Fahrenheit, and the outlook for Thursday and Friday, showers and sunny intervals with normal temperatures.
Seat descender,
Pete Drummond just said so. Yeah, you missed it, didn't you, mate?
Yeah.
You did.
Because I was reading the news.
Yeah, you were too, he thinks. Yeah. Is the tender coming back? No? We hope so, anyway, for Pete's sake. Right. John Peel's standing behind me making all sorts of funny sort of signs. So we'll sort of let him into the panel and let him operate the gear and what have you. We'll see you later on. Meantime, we're at 3:15. Cheers.
Good afternoon.
Those are the monkeys that's going to sit this week on the passport issue there. What fun it is to be back with you on this beautiful day. Having got all the lines over, we will just play another record, I think, because that's the sort of mood I'm in today. Number 32 this week. Hello, lover. No, I mean, that's the name of it. Don't get all exuberant. It's by Billy Forrest and the Dream Merchants on the Decca label.
Where did you go, lover?
Billy? Oh, excuse me. Yes, that's Billy Forrest and the Dream Merchants on the deck of Labor. It's Hello, Lover, and what is it? Oh, there's two this week on the Fab Four. See, it's strange having them doing a daytime show. It's been so long, hasn't it? Well, it has. I don't know you pay any attention to it. Anyway, look in the Price Right for Look Transparent cooking film, would you? I'd be most awfully grateful. Yes, you can see right through Look. Amazing. It's great for wrapping sandwiches and keeping food fresh in the fridge. And you can use Look for roasting, but it lets you see when the meat's cooked, and you don't take it off the browning. Whatever that means, look out for Look in the blue and orange triangular pack at all Price Right stores at this precise moment in history. Search for and get some. Here's my Glenys Triangle for the week, and it's from The Techniques, and it's a Tony Hall Enterprises production thing, and it's called You Don't Care Thing, or whatever it is you're going to do.
Mike Lennox Climbers and The Techniques, and there are thousands of people on that record. I was looking at the label. The Techniques with Tommy Cook and the Supersonics Band, of course, who just recently returned from their triumphant tour of Heligoland, which you'll all remember, no doubt. 12 minutes after 3 is Radio London time, and here's an interesting word about a particularly moving filmic experience.
Radio London is coming off the air, so here's your chance to own a piece of history, the Big L Film. This standard 8mm home movie lasts for 5 minutes and features your favorite DJs in action in the Big L studios and where they eat and sleep. You can see all this and more in your own front room. All you have to do is to buy a copy. To go with the Big L film, Radio London is giving a soundtrack on disc, which gives you some interesting information about all of us here on Galaxy. The cost of the Big L film with a disc and postage and packing is only £2.12 if you want it in color, or £1.10 for black and white. However, if you're a Big L Super 8 fan, we want you to put in an extra 10 shillings for your Super 8 print. Make sure of your copy today and the chance to share in history. Send your check or postal order to Big L Film, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, West 1.
Of course, you'll forgive me mentioning it, but in the case of Ed Stewart, the studios and where he eats and sleeps are one and the same. Anyway, you'll get a chance to see me, I think. I don't know if I'm still in the film, but they filmed me on the tender on the way out. Looking rather lovely, actually, sitting on the side, the wind playing temptingly with my hair. I'll just picture it if you can. Hold on second thought, perhaps you'd better not. These are the Beatles with a revised 45.
the masters of love to speak to you. Dancing in here on tippy toes, didn't you, Willie? Tell the nice people.
Yes, dear.
You see. But where do you get those? Rock around the clock. Do you mind? I'm sorry. Rock around the clock. It's been years since I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me have that, because I want to try it.
Yes.
As a revised 45. Mambo Rock. See you later, alligator. Who are these?
I think they must be Tommy Herbert.
I think I must steal them. Because it's been a long time, isn't it? Since you heard Rock Around the Clock. Well, you probably don't remember. Young lad, you know, I mean, if you're young, an old chap like me, and like Willie, he's older than I am, you know. Seriously. There are only three people in the world that are, as far as I know, but he's one of them. Or perhaps he's two of them, I don't know.
Hey, 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 this is Michael McCready. And every Sunday night, Radio London, in association with the Uppercut Club, present the Discoveries of Tomorrow competition right here at Forest Gate. Three as yet unknown groups trying to win over £1,000 worth of prizes. A £500 voucher to purchase amplification equipment, an introduction to the Philip Bush Agency, and a recording test all go to the winner. Preliminary heats are judged by the response of you, the audience. So why not come on down and join us here at the Uppercut on a Sunday? Things start at 7:30 and continue until 11 o'clock. Admission, only 5 balls. Come and join us, you'll have a ball at the Uppercut Club. Discoveries of Tomorrow competition every Sunday night.
Well, I see the surgery didn't work much. Here's number 2 record on the Fab 40 from Dave Davis. It's the death of a clown. Possibly.
Attack as one.
crown is dead, long live the crown. There we go, that's Dave Davis, and that's number two this week on the Fab 40 on the Power Label.
Death or clown. That's my emotional voice. I know you didn't like it, but there you are. I have to live with it, you see.
Dear sir,
yes?
I am returning these gloves because Dear sir, your chief bar thinks two right-handed gloves make a pair. Either he's an idiot or...
Whatever you want to say, you can say it better when you type. Sight and Sound Education can teach you to type in just 12 hours. You drop in for only 1 hour a day, any time that suits you up till 8 at night. In a fortnight, you'll be touch typing like the professionals. And...
Right, they certainly do, don't they? Mad fool. That's Eddie Floyd, and Things Get Better, you see, which is this week number 20 on the Fab 40. A couple of Radio London disc centres to which you can surge to pick up any of your Fab 40 favourites, you see. Very poetic. And one of them is Musicland at 23 Ridley Road, Dalston East 8. Or if you don't live in Dalston East 8, you can try Musicland at 44 Berwick Street, London West 1, which is the one that I go to, actually, as a matter of fact, from time to time. Right now, Tony Brandon is squiring. Perhaps he's no longer in the... Perhaps they're no longer in the taxi. I hope they are, because if they're not in the taxi, they can't hear. But anyway, he will be driving from between Felixstowe and the other place, Ipswich, you see, in the taxi. Come on in, Peter. Come on. Peter, who should be in the taxi as well, but isn't, looking very looking very lugubrious with a cup of... How do you spell lugubrious? Anyway, for all the girls who are in the taxi from the office, who were very nice and were very beautiful, who came down here to see us on the ship today, you see, who travelled out with me. And that's Alex and Jane and Linda and Alison. And also for Alex's roommates, who are Linda, Jean, Anthea and Veronica. Here is a record for you all to plant in your minds. It's by the Moby Grape. John Peel's Kleiner, incidentally.
This is my friend.
That's called, Omaha. I don't know why. It's on Moby Grape, and it's John Peel's climber for the week. It's 16 minutes before 5, Radio London time, and a couple more Radio London disc centres. Well, you can go to the Hampstead Record Centre at 72 Heath Street in Hampstead, Northwest 3. Pick up any of the records on the South 40, or the climbers, you see, if you like the climbers, or you can pick up anything, really, any of the albums that you hear on Radio London. It's amazing, isn't it? Or you can go to the Music Box at 104 Stoke Newington Church Street, which is in North 16, in case you've been wondering about it. I'm certain that you have. Here's the 545 from The Who.
What we all say. I'm not trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my
again, didn't you? That's The Who, and that's My Generation, which is 545 on Radio London. Here's some more of those Radio London disc centres that you're also curious about. You can try Berry Piano Centres. That's Berry Pianos at 14 City Road, Finsbury Square, EC1, or there's another Berry Pianos at 138 High Street, High Road, I'm sorry. That's High Road, not High Street, High Road. You got that? You should do by now. Stratford East 15, also at 819 Romford Road in Manor Park, or finally, but no, by no means least, definitely not. Berry Pianos at 48 Grand Parade, Haringey, N4. How very jolly. Here's Arthur Connolly with your basic soul music, isn't it, really?
I believe in my soul.
Arthur Conlon have a raid this week on the Town 40 with Shake, Rattle and Roll. You see on the Atlantic label, and this is John Peel, and it's approximately 10 minutes before five. In case you want to take notes of that sort of thing, I'm sure you do. These are the Strawberry Children, and keep it to yourselves, would you please? But I think they may be right, actually. They may know something, but we mustn't litigate it about, otherwise we're going to be in trouble. But the Rovers are coming. Watch them. Hope I'm around. Well, I'd start. I'll tell you what. Children on the Liberty label, that one sums it all up, you know, if you listen closely to the words, beautiful, and it's called Love Years Coming, and let's hope so, because if they don't, there may be no more years. 7 years, no, 7 minutes before five, almost 7 years before five, which I suppose it is, actually, if you want to be technical about it, it's also 7 minutes before five, and I tell you what, we had lunch today, so we had lunch as soon as I got on board, and what exactly were those potatoes fried in? I must admit, it often worries me, I'll tell you honestly, who exactly is my man? I mean, they say it's... Well, I'm not going to say another word. I mean, it is truly Smith. Oh, it's disgusting.
I wanna go back. Let me